This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
Today, in service to our duty to the Constitution and to our country, the House Committee on the Judiciary is introducing two articles of impeachment charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors.
And with that statement, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee in the United States House of Representatives, Jerry Nadler, explained what he feels is the need for expediency.
The integrity of our next election is at risk from a president who has already sought foreign interference in the 2016 and 2020 elections and who consistently puts himself above country. That is why we must act now.
The two impeachment charges against U.S. President Donald Trump accuse him of abuse of power and obstruction in pressuring Ukraine to help him attack his 2020 election rivals. The charges, if approved by the House of Representatives in a vote expected next week, would make President Trump only the third U.S. president to be impeached and placed on trial in the Senate. Adam Schiff, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee in the House, argued that the House Democrats should not have to wait for court rulings to compel further testimony, which he argued would drag out the process endlessly.
Now, some would argue, why don't you just wait? Why don't you just wait until you get these witnesses the White House refuses to produce? Why don't you just wait until you get the documents the White House refuses to turn over? And people should understand what that argument really means. It has taken us 8 months to get a lower court ruling that Don McGahn has no absolute right to defy Congress.
After the vote in the House Judiciary Committee, it would later go to the full House for a vote next week.